You're listening to SBS News.
An art exhibition in Melbourne is showcasing the work of three Aboriginal sisters in a collection entitled Connected Through Country. Artists Amanda, Grace and Myra Gorey own their own art collective called No Fix Gallery, which is dedicated to celebrating 65,000 years of Aranda culture through contemporary art. In this episode of Weekend 101, I spoke with Amanda Gorey about the inspiration for the latest collection and how her art intersects with her work with non-profit Children's Ground. The group aims to deliver change and impact for First Nations children through a pioneering model blending lifelong learning and confidence in culture and language.
My name's Amanda Gorey. I'm an Aranda woman from Alice Springs. Been an artist for over 20 years and in Melbourne at the moment to showcase our art that we do with our children and my sisters as well together.
And to also introduce us better with your work, how would you describe your artistic style? Because it's audio, so we don't have the visuals, but in your own words, how would you describe your artistic style?
Colourful, bright, vibrant. It can be like earthy tones, you know, like colours of, you know, like the ochre, or it can be totally contemporary sort of colours, you know, it can go to the fluoro, depending on who the artist is. We have a lot of our younger children and youth painting with us as well in our family.
It's very evocative, the colours, the dots that are so distinctive. Does it have a kind of inspiration in terms of other artists from Aranda that have inspired you? Because I know that you've grown up in a very artistic family.
Yeah, and a lot of the time, I grew up in a community called Santa Teresa, which is about, you know, an hour southeast of Alice Springs and Aranda country. And my particular style is sort of like the Coringa style, which is the Coringa style is known to the Santa Teresa artists. And yeah, so when you look at mine, you can see that Santa Teresa influence, because that's where I was raised. And that's probably where I started out as an artist as well.
It's a series of paintings. There's blues, there's ochres, there's earth tones. It's a whole collection there. Connected Through Country, what does it mean to you?
That title, Connected Through Country, came more from, you know, majority of the artworks that we have on display at our exhibition is talking about country and connection to country and, you know, talking about the kinship system and how, and I suppose, like, you know, we're raising our kids in a time where there's a lot of technology and internet. And so it's like, how do we keep our younger generation connected to country and connected to, you know, family and learning? I suppose the way we were sort of raised in community without, you know, we didn't have the distractions like they do now. But yeah, it's mainly how do we keep our children connected to their culture and their language and their country and families and kinship systems and that whole Aranda worldview.
Dream time and connection to nature and the natural world often is an inspiration. You've mentioned there the kinship is a strong connecting thread in the work. What stories are you sharing with the broader community and particularly in Melbourne, that audience?
Majority of our paintings are talking about, so for example, some of my daughters paint about, you know, going onto country and the wildflowers. So a lot of them talk about the nature and the scenery and what they see and do and feel. It might be collecting bush medicines or bush foods. And then some of the times it's like showing connection to how, you know, connection to country is through skin names and kinships. And it's something that it's only like a little peephole. It's something that I can't explain in a couple of minutes. It is like it's actually like a lifelong learning of understanding the kinship system and that underworld view and how everything is interconnected.
About that worldview, I've been trying to educate myself a little bit more about this. I was quite intrigued to read about this idea of deep listening and that maybe that being the way to increase understanding between cultures, between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians.
Well, yeah, deep. I suppose like when I thought about this exhibition, it's like it's only like even the stories that when we talk about the paintings that we painted, the stories that it has attached to these paintings, it's only like like I said, a little peephole, a little snippet. So, you know, it's in the hope that, you know, for the ones that it might be their first time, it might, you know, make them more curious to find out more. And I suppose like this is our worldview, but it is more like a starter, you know, like it's something that hopefully, you know, makes people curious to find out more. I believe that we're like pretty like a sharing culture that, you know, if anyone wants to know, you know, for example, me and my family, we love sharing our culture, and especially through art as the vehicle of how we get stories out there.
You and your sisters really got this project at the ground of the No Fixed Gallery, 100% Aboriginal-led, Aboriginal-owned. How does that initiative influence your art and storytelling?
Well, I think we have a big influence over each other in the way that, you know, we're wanting to create outlets for our younger generation that, you know, might, you know, like, for example, I love our studio space and how we come together and paint, and it's just that organic, you know, conversations. And there's so much beauty in having our own little space where we come together, you know, and that when you see my shed door open, you're welcome to come up, you know, come and pull up a chair and grab a canvas and sit and paint and just yarn and have conversations. And, you know, I love that we've gone into like a, making it a bit more official business, that is owned by me and my two sisters, for our children. And I just love to see how, you know, like, obviously I've known my sisters all their lives because I'm the oldest of the, three. I love seeing how smart and intelligent they are in the business field. I've never known them in their, you know, chosen work and careers sort of thing. So when it comes to us combining all our skills to have our own little business, I love to see how, you know, it just amazes me just how smart and intelligent and just how they all thrive in their own skills and what we all bring to the table.
And it's quite a precious treat, I guess, in a way, for the audience in NAM in Melbourne to be able to see the works that you've produced in this latest collection, Connected Through Country. What is your hope that audiences can take away from this, as you said, a snippet, a peephole into better understanding Arrernte culture?
Just that sparking that if, you know, if some people don't have that already, like any understanding of broadening your knowledge of, you know, systems like the Arrernte worldview, and, you know, there's plenty of other things out there that I think just that hope that you know, spark that interest or encouraging people to, you know, listen a bit more to stories and, you know, just how much beauty there is as well, especially, you know, this day and age where there's a lot of, you know, there could be a lot of bad media. And so it's like there's so much beauty that people don't see, even, you know, across the country for our First Nations people. So I think, you know, just getting as many stories out there from our point of view.
It's in your bones. It's who you are. So it's something that's always been with you. But for others, the audience who are, as you say, encountering your work for the first time, how could they better understand what that perspective is?
Well, I think, you know, it is, you know, for example, things like the exhibition, you know, sharing a bit of our story. And, you know, we're in that point in our lives where we're trying to do the same for our children. Like, you know, some of my, you know, our children need to get better, and us ourselves need to get better at, you know, the cultural knowledge and the sharing and the learning. And we're always looking, and even strengthening our language, you know, we're always looking at ways on how do we strengthen the language, because we can see there's, you know, there's so many influences out there that how do we get better at strengthening our language. And so, but yeah, at the same time, it's hard to sort of explain everything in a nutshell, but, you know, sparking that interest in people that wanting to learn. Like I said, we are a very sharing culture, and it's hard to try and tell that story when you're not on country. Like, a lot of learning happens on country. So, for example, if you're in the Central Australian region and, you know, if you wanted to learn, it's best done with the people from that community or from that country on country, like going out bush and seeing and learning and feeling and, you know, all the senses. It's not something that you can learn, you know, from reading material or, you know, art is just one way that we try and, you know, spread information or stories. But yeah, it's best felt like learnt being on country with people.
In terms of your work with Children's Ground, how does that connection help you practice your work as an artist? What's the connection?
Well, I work in the research and evaluation team at Children's Ground. I've been there for 5 years. And when you look at the stories that we paint about, you know, learning on country, the bush medicines, the bush foods, the intergenerational learning on country and, you know, strengthening language and kinship systems and all that, that is what Children's Ground is about, is raising our children strong two ways, you know, with the Western education and their first, you know, cultural, like Arrernte, for example, strong in both Arrernte and English. And we feel like we are strong, you know, me and my sisters feel like we talk about this all the time, where We feel like we are strong in who we are because we've had access to, we grew up speaking Arunda and English. And so, the Children's Grant approach is to raise our children to be strong in who they are and have access to both their first language and English, strong, so they're strong both ways. And if everything that we paint about is pretty much everything that we do at Children's Ground to raise our children to be strong in who they are and their identity.
It's sometimes hard to ask this question, but what's your favourite painting and work in this collection, Connected Through Country?
I don't have a title for it, but it's probably the biggest one that I have. It's sort of like right down the end in this little low ceiling little corner, which it took me about 6 years to finish that. I started it 6 years ago, and I've just recently finished it. And that is the whole, the worldview, the whole, when you talk about the Children's Grant approach, strong in language, culture, like everything, from the land, kinship, everything that, Arunda worldview is sort of depicted in that painting.
What do we see there? What are the colours?
It's all rainbow, like it's all the colors that sort of, it's a rainbow. It's got a lot of figurines in it to represent children and old people and that intergenerational all ages group and learning on country and sharing and having your I suppose like in your kulamun full, I suppose, when you look at it, being have is your kulamun full when you're talking about learning culture or get strengthening culture and knowing all the things that you need to know, but also knowing that it's a lifelong learning that you don't really stop learning.
The Arunda language, the culture you say, that's been something that's very vibrant and strong throughout your artistic career and your life. What role does art play in keeping that culture alive?
Well, it is a vehicle of how to talk about, like for example, we all, I live in Alice Springs with my children, and sometimes you can go weeks, months even without going back onto country. And so, in the meantime, you're painting about these, these connections and any stories about in Arunda culture. We're doing it through art. And so, yes, we're not going out onto country as much, but we're in between when we do go out, we're still doing art and we're still sharing the stories with our kids. And, the kids might want to paint something. Mom, how do you do this? Or how do you do that? And we're still sharing those knowledges, even though it's, a bit different to how, traditionally it was done, but we're using our art to share stories like that. And almost like, trying to keep our kids interested in learning about their language and culture. Especially, like I said, when there's this day and age when there's so many influences like in the internet and
Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.